Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today I would like to share with you some signs that you are a jannati person. Some signs that you have a heart that Allah Azza wa Jal love. If you have those signs within you, it means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with you. It means your heart is such a pure heart. It's a shining heart. It's a sound heart. And very important when we speak about that, to understand that the people of paradise are the people who will have or who have a sound heart, who have clean hearts. Allah Azza wa Jal spoke about them in the Quran. Allah says, Surah Al-Shu'ara, verse 88 and 89, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهِ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. On the day of judgment, wealth one benefit, children one benefit. What will benefit is to come to Allah with qalbun salim, with a sound heart. Today we'll talk about that. What are the signs that your heart is a sound heart, is a healthy heart, but not physically healthy, spiritually healthy, spiritually healthy. Pay attention and try to understand, inshallah, those important signs. From the signs that your heart is shining and is pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jal and is a sound heart, is a jannati heart. الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned some of the signs here, and he says, those who remember Allah while standing, while sitting, while laying down. A sign that you have a sound heart, كثرة الذكر, that you always mention Allah, you always remember Allah, you always make dua to Allah. You find yourself dhakir, you find yourself praising to Allah. You don't waste your time. You don't waste your time like that. If you don't find anything to do, at least you're praising Allah, you're glorifying Allah. Every tasbihah, Allah elevate you through it. Every takbirah, Allah elevate you through it. Every Allahu Akbar, every La ilaha illallah, every Quran, every Salah is considered dhikr. Every dua is dhikr. The man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he asked him, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, give me something that I can hold fast to it and it will be sufficient for me. He said, La yazalu lisanaka ratbun bidhikrillah. Keep your tongue moist with the remembrance of Allah. You control everything if your heart is moist with the remembrance of Allah. If your tongue is moist with the remembrance of Allah. You fix your heart. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, لَا يَسْتَقِيمُ إِيمَانُ الْعَبْدِ حَتَّى يَسْتَقِيمَ قَلْبُهُ وَلَا يَسْتَقِيمُ قَلْبُهُ حَتَّى يَسْتَقِيمَ لِسَانُهُ. Your iman, your faith will not be upright until your heart is upright. And your heart will not be upright until your tongue is upright. That's it. If you engaging in dhikr, in tasbih, in Quran, in keep yourself always dhikr, you clear your heart, you clean your heart, your iman is up. Your iman is up through the dhikr of Allah. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in some other narration says, إِنَّ الْقُلُوبَ لَتَصْدَأُ كَمَا يَصْدَأُ الْحَدِيدُ. Hearts get rusted like how iron get rusted. وَجَلَاءُهَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ. How to remove the rust is when you remember Allah. When you make dhikr, when you say La ilaha illallah, that La ilaha illallah clean your heart, makes your heart shine. Engage in the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla, ya ikhwa. It purifies your heart. And those people who are accustomed on making dhikr, they are a jannati people. Not only jannati people, they will actually be in the first levels, in the highest levels, and the first sufuf to enter Jannah. The first sufuf, the first rows to enter paradise. The Prophet ﷺ spoke about the people of paradise. They will come in 120 rows on the day of judgment. The Jannati people. And then he said, from his ummah, 80 rows. That means 2/3 of the people of paradise are from the ummah of Muhammad ﷺ. We stand a great chance. While the other 40 rows from the Umam, from the nations of all those who followed the other Anbiya, 124,000 prophets. So see the fadl of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then a narration says, then when it is the day of judgment, nada munadin, a caller will call out and say, سيعلم الجمع من أولى بالكرم. The gathering today will know who are the most honored people. Who are the most honored people? That caller will call out, an angel probably. And that angel will say, ليقوم الذين لا تنهاهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله. Let those people who are not distracted by tijara, by business dealings, by buying, selling, dunya, distractions, those who always were making dhikr and not engaged, not distracted from the dhikr of Allah by any other distractions, let them come together. They will come together. ثُمَّ يُحَاسِبُ اللَّهِ بَاقِ الْخَلْقِ. Then Allah will judge the rest of the people. Meaning that those dhakirin, they will enter Jannah first. When Rasulullah spoke about those people who will enter Jannah before everybody else, بغير حساب ولا سابقة عذاب, without judgment, without counting, without punishment, from their qualities, they used to make a lot of dhikr. He said in another narration, سبق المفردون. The مفردون will supersede all on judgment day in entering Jannah. So the Sahaba said, what is المفردون يا رسول الله? Who are those المفردون? He said, الذاكرون الله كثيرا والذاكرات. Those who remember Allah abundantly, males and females. Those who make a lot of dhikr. Istighfar is on the tongue. حوقل لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Tasbih is on the tongue. Always dua to Allah. Calling unto Allah for small things, for big things. Tawakkul ala Allah in their hearts, always through the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. Those people will come first. And we have a qudwa. We have a role model already, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٍ. Indeed, you will find in the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a role model. The Sahaba says, كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam دَائِمُ الذِّكْرِ فِي جَمِيعِ أَحْيَانِهِ. He was always seen ذاكر sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's how the Sahaba picked up from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam what we call it, أَذْكَارُ الْيَوْمِ وَاللَّيْلَةِ. The morning and the evening dhikr, and the day and night dhikr. Dhikr when you enter the house, when you come out of the house, when you speak, when you enter the toilet, when you come out of the toilet, when you make wudu, when you finish making wudu, when you sleep, when you wake up, when you see the rain, when you feel the wind, there is dhikr for everything. It shows that Rasulullah sallam was always in dhikr sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the first point, the first sign that you have. You have a pure, shining heart that Allah loves. The second one, ya ikhwa. Majalisul ilm. You love to attend majlisul ilm. You love to listen to the ulama. You love to listen to the nasiha. Not only Jumu'ah you're listening to. No, you want to increase in knowledge. You appreciate the knowledge. There's a scholar here. I got some knowledge. Let me go and attend. There is someone coming from overseas. Let me come to attend. Whether online or in physical, you listen to the ulama and you find yourself attached to the ilm. Don't deprive yourself from majalisul ilm, because it motivates you and it fixes your heart. It's the provision of the soul. The Sahabi says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, nakunu ma'ak تحدثنا عن الجنة والنار فكأنما نراها رأي العين. When you speak to us about paradise and hellfire, ya Rasulullah, as if we see it in front of us. When you talk to us, you affect us with your advice. You inspire us that we want to do everything. But once we go back home, وعافسنا الأزواج والزوجات والضيعات, and we get distracted with the distractions, ya Rasulullah, we forget a lot of that. So Rasulullah sallam said to him, he smiled sallam, and he said, if you remain on that same status when you are with me listening to the ilm, to the maw'idah, لصافحتكم الملائكة, ملائكة would have shaken your hands. It shows how the nasiha, how the advice, how the ilm, how the lessons, how the classes, how listening to the ulama benefit your heart and keep your heart alive and shining. You listen to some nasiha, you are motivated for a while, but then it will fade away after that. You need to follow this up. So the lesson that we learn from this hadith is that we need to always have a zad, a provision from knowledge. Don't let your share of knowledge be just the Jummah. No, I need to follow some ulama and listen on a regular basis. Twice a week, thrice a week, or every day listen to the ulama. Why? To increase my iman and to keep my heart alive. The next one, the next sign that you have a beautiful living heart. تتألم عند فوات العمل الصالح. You feel pain in your heart and remorse when you miss any opportunity for khair. That's a sign that you have a living heart. There is an opportunity for khair, but you miss that opportunity for khair. You feel pain in your heart. I wish if I did that. You miss salah, how I miss salah. Inna lillah, I slipped. I woke up after fajr, I woke up after sunrise. Inna lillah, and you feel pain in your heart for missing the fajr. Like that. That's a sign that you have a living heart. A sign that you have a heart that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. تتألم. Why? Because the mu'min, he consider every single opportunity of khair an opportunity to be in a higher level in paradise. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that. He said, every amal you do, every statement you say, إلا رفعه الله بها درجة. Allah elevates you in rank with every good deed that you do, with every good saying that you say. Can you imagine this? You wake up in the day, I want to be today, I'm in level 400.
If weight management is one of your New Year goals, Quiksilver Scientific's GLP-1 Amplifier can help. This science-backed formula supports metabolic balance, curbs cravings, and promotes healthy blood sugar levels, making it easier to stay consistent and in control. It helps give your body the boost it needs to keep you on track. Feel confident and energized this year with Quiksilver Scientific's GLP-1 Amplifier. Get 10% off and free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. Again, that's tryqs.com/podcast for 10% off and free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I want to be in level 500 today. So my salah, my tasbih in salah, instead of tasbih three times in every sajda, I'm going to make tasbih five times. Why? I want to higher rank. Every word you utter, every good deed, every akhlaq, dealing with your family, dealing with your children, dealing with people outside, every good you do, including removing harmful objects from the road, Allah elevate your rank through that. So the mu'min who knows the importance and the value of that, he feels the pain for missing anything like that. When you miss anything, you feel the pain in your heart. I wish if I did this, I wish if I didn't miss that. That's a sign of a pure, living, shining heart that Allah Azza wa Jalla loves. The next point, ya ikhwa, the next sign, al-rida, the heart that Allah loves, the heart that is shining. From the characteristics of this heart is that it is content with Allah, content with the taqdeer of Allah, content with the commandment of Allah. Whatever Allah Azza wa Jal ordained for me, I'm happy with. Allah granted me this, alhamdulillah. Allah granted me that, alhamdulillah. He's a shakir, he's a thankful person. He's happy with what he has. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So this is a sign that Allah Azza wa Jalla loves you. A sign that you are a jannati person. Do you remember the verse in the Quran where Allah Subhanahu wa Taala says, "Ya ayyatuha an-nafsul mutma'inna irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya." Allah spoke about the calm soul. And the characteristics of this calm heart, the calm soul, is that it is radiyatan mardiyya. Radiyya yani content with Allah, pleased with Allah. And on the day of judgment will be mardiyya. Allah will please this soul by putting it in the highest rank in Jannah. Allahumma ja'alna minhum ya Rabb. Understand, ya ikhwah? So a sign is that you are content with the taqdeer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are radiyanillah. Radiyani, satisfied, pleased, content with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Content with the commandment of Allah. Allah command this, I'm happy. Allah said this, I'm happy. Rasulullah said, I must wear hijab, I'm wearing hijab. Even if I don't dislike it, I'm still going to wear my hijab. Why? Rasulullah said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm content with the taqdeer, the predestination, what happens to me unwillingly, I'm happy with it. And I'm content also with the commandment of Allah, the commandments of Rasulullah. طيب. Another sign that you have a living, shining heart. كره المعصية. You hate the ma'asiyah. You hate the haram. Allah says, هو الذي حبب إليكم الإيمان وزينه في قلوبكم وكره إليكم الكفر والفسوق والعصيان. Allah made it in the living hearts of the believers that they love khair and they incline towards it and they hate haram. He does any wrongful deed, he feels remorse. أستغفر الله. Shouldn't have done that. He starts to blame himself. It's a sign that you have a living heart. One day someone, he did some major sin and he cried, Shaykh, I'm not like that. Wallahi, I'm a good person. I fear Allah Azza wa Jal. And he started blaming himself and crying on the phone. I said, Akhi, it's a good sign that you have a repentant heart like that. It means your heart is alive. Don't lose hope in Allah. Make tawbah. It's a sign that your tawbah is accepted, that you regret. Because the opposite is, there are some other people, they do the haram, they do the wrong, and they feeling okay, they normalize with the haram. No problem. They go do the haram and they don't blame themselves at all. The heart is dead. The heart is dead spiritually. Ask Allah to grant you another heart, because this heart is dead. Those who do haram and they don't think of repenting to Allah, nor feeling pain, nor feeling remorse, that's a problem. Missing salah every day? You're missing fajr every day? And you're okay with that? You're not blaming yourself? You're not thinking this is haram? Astaghfirullah. How can I miss fajr every day? You coming out every day in the streets without hijab? Or wearing half hijab? And you're okay with that? You're normalizing with that? Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Start feeling the pain. Ask Allah azza wa jal to give you a sincere repentance and to revive your heart. Those who feel the pain when they do haram, when they do wrongful deeds, it's a sign your heart is a healthy heart. It's a shining heart that Allah azza wa jal loves. Understand, ikhwah? The next point, the next sign, from the signs that you have a shining heart, mahabbatu as-salihin wal-ulama. You find yourself love the pious people. In the company of the pious people. If you are in the company of the pious people, you'll be affected by them. You will be pious like them. And you love to be next to them and you love to listen to them. Mahabbatu as-salihin will make you, it's a sign that you have a good heart, a clean heart, a shining heart. And the opposite is mahabbatul fasidin. You love the wicked people. You find yourself, you find your joy with the wicked people. It means your heart is damaged. The heart is rotten. There's problems with your heart. That's why you love the bad people instead of loving the good people. The mu'min, he loves for the sake of Allah and he hates for the sake of Allah. You love what Allah loves, you love who Allah loves. And you hate what Allah hates and you hate who Allah hates. So bad people, you are with them, yeah, because you like them. You are like them. That's why you love them. They say in English, in Arabic, the translation of it is "At-tuyuru ala ashkaliha taqa." Birds of the same flock fly together. Correct. Tell me who you are. I tell you. Tell me who's your friend. I tell you who you are. This is your friend. Those are your friend. Those are your company. Exactly. Your heart is like them. Even if you think you are not like them, you are like them. If you follow them, if you walk with them, you talk to them, you accommodate them, you visit them, they visit you, you go out with them, you find your joy with them, you are with them, you are one of them. Al-mar'u ala deeni khalilih, falyanzur ahadukum man yukhalil, said Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You will be affected by the morale of your companions. Who are your companions? This is who you are. So love the salihin, to be with the salihin. Be in the company of the pious people. Attend their majalis. Sit to the ulama. Why? You will be affected by them and your heart will be like their hearts. Understand, ikhwah? طيب. The next point, the next sign that you have a shining, living, sound heart that Allah Azza wa Jalla love. The time of those people is valuable. They appreciate the time. They know that one day they're going to depart from this world. They have an appointed time. Everything that is coming is near. Death is coming. It's near. Doesn't matter how long you're going to live, but at the end you're going to die. Are you prepared to meet Allah Azza wa Jal? So this a sign that you have a sound heart, you have a pure heart, you have a shining heart, is that you always think of the Akhirah. You always think of the last day. Think of the last hour. Think of the last minute in your life. When you're going to be standing in front of Allah, where are you going to go? Will you leave the platform to the field, to Jannah or to hellfire? You're thinking of that time. That's a sound heart that think like that. Allahumma ahsin khatimatana. Ya Allah, give us a good ending. The salihin always think like that. Ya Allah, give me a good ending. Ya Allah, when I leave this world, make it the best day of my life. Allahumma ahsin khatimatana. From the dua of Rasulullah sallam. Allahumma ahsin aqibatana fil umuri kulliha wa ajirna min khizyi dunya wa azab al akhirah. Allahumma barik lana fil maut wa fima ba'da al maut. Ya Allah, give us barakah in death and after death. That's it. Keep thinking like that. Keep thinking like that. If you think like that, you always think of the next life. I'm blaming myself. I need to fix myself. I need to fix this. I need to fix that. Because Malakul Maut might come to me today, tomorrow, after tomorrow. You have a sound heart, akhi. Congratulations. Your heart is alive. Alhamdulillah. Keep it up. If you think like that. But forgetting death completely, thinking that you're not going to be die, you're not going to meet Allah Azza wa Jal, you're forgetting that you're going to die one day, that's a problem. The next sign, ta'zeemu salawat al-maktubah. We almost done. تعظيم الصلوات المكتوبة. Anyone who have a sound heart, a living heart, Salah is the major focus. He never misses Salah. Salah is such a great thing in his life. You look at the five times Salah is the biggest thing, stations of my life. I can never miss my Salah. I can never miss my Fajr. I can never miss my Dhuhr. I can never miss my Asr. My Salah is the most important thing in my life to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you like this, you never miss your Salah. Your Salah is so important and you're teaching it to your children and you're following up with your family. Salah, Salah, Salah. This is a sign you have a living heart. Your heart is alive. That's why you keep the Salah specifically. The only daily practice in the life of the Muslim. All the others are occasional. Sawm, once a year. Zakah, once a year if you are able to. Hajj, once a lifetime if you are able to. Shahada, you say it, Alhamdulillah. The only thing is Salah. Allah is asking you for that. It's not difficult. 3 to 5 minutes every Salah will take you. Five minutes times five times 25 minutes a day. Allah gave you 24 hours. Can't you give Allah 25 minutes? Aren't you shy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to say, you know, sorry, I didn't find time, Shaykh. I couldn't find time to make my Salah. No, ya akhi, there's no excuse to leave your Salah. Don't ever miss your Salah. It's a sign of your heart is still alive. You don't ever miss a single Salah. Understand, ya akhwa? If you miss, now start to fix. Start to repent to Allah Azza wa Jal. Start to keep this in your mind. I need to fix my Salah at first. يصلح سائر العمل. The rest of the actions will be accepted by Allah. طيب. The last point that I'm sharing with you today. There are so many other points, wallahi, but يعني, I'm keeping it short. From the signs of a healthy, living, shining heart that pleases Allah Azza wa Jal. A jannati heart. يشتاق إلى الخدمة كما يشتاق الجائع إلى الطعام والشراب. The ulama makes mention of that. He says, that person yearned to serve Allah like how a hungry person is yearning for food and drinks. If you find yourself yearning to please Allah, yearning to do khair, yearning for ibadah, yearning for occasions like Ramadan, you're yearning for Ramadan, you're yearning for to make hajj, I wish to make hajj and wipe away all my sins, I wish to make umrah, and you're yearning for that, yearning to be in Mecca and Medina, yearning to come to the masjid, yearning for salih people, yearning for all of that, it's a sign that your heart is alive. You have a good heart that Allah loves. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us sound hearts. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us heart that will deserve Jannah. May Allah Azza wa Jal fix our souls. May Allah Azza wa Jal make the best day of our life the day when we meet Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه والحمد لله رب العالمين.